Yeah, okay, that's okay. I can hold it, no problem. So normally, when it is told that if we are answering questions, he says, first answer the question, then explain the answer. Because otherwise you are explaining the answer and the person is thinking, what is the answer? So, okay. So actually, yeah, when we face problems, at that time, the source of our spiritual strength, we sometimes become slack about it. I think there are two, three aspects to it. It's just human. There is the physical level, there is the emotional level, there is the spiritual level. And even spiritual actions, we need to perform with the body-mind machine only. So if we are physically injured, then we may have fracture, we are immobilized. Then if we may not be able to go for any program, we may not be able to go for to temple, then we not come to association so much. So then we have to make sure that our bhakti goes on in spite of that. Oh, just as a physical restriction will be a restriction for certain actions. But it doesn't have to be a restriction for devotion itself. It may restrict us in some services. One of the quotes in this card deck is that we may have to live with pain, but we don't have to live in pain. Live with pain means pain is a part of our life. It's a companion in our life. Live with pain means, oh, I have this fracture and it keeps paining me. I can't travel. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's a pain. But if that is all I think about, and I keep feeling sorry for myself, oh, I cannot do that, and there's such a terrible thing happened to me, then we are living in pain. So any problem will bring some restriction within us. And sometimes that restriction is unavoidable. So just as a physical problem brings a physical pain, there are certain problems which are emotional. Now, if we have turbulence in our relationships, then the problem is more emotional at that time. And different people have different levels of emotional strength or vulnerability. So some people feel even a small negative thing you speak, just get completely overwhelmed by that. Some people are just extremely incapable of taking negative feedback in any way. Just get overwhelmed. So you have to walk on tiptoe around them. Accidentally also you don't speak anything that hurts them. It's difficult. So some people might just be like that. But even for them, they need to find out some way by which when that happens, they can make sure that the flow of their bhakti goes on. So if you tell them, hey, don't take other people's statements so seriously. The person did that, why are they taking it so seriously? Well, it's not an option for them. Their mind is made in such a way that they will take it so seriously. Some people are, but still, even for them, just like physically, we all have different levels of, say, resistance to cold. Some people can go on out cold just one cloth. Some people need two, three clothes. I mean, somebody says, I am feeling cold. If you tell them, don't feel cold. What do you mean, don't feel cold? I am feeling cold. What we can say is, tolerate the cold. That is possible. We can't say, don't feel cold. So similarly, based on the kind of situation, body-mind machine that we have, certain things may hurt us much more. And certain things may hurt somebody else a little lesser. So for somebody who gets a lot of strength from association of devotees, and sometimes in association of devotees itself they have been hurt by someone else, then what do they do at that time? So if you tell them just keep doing this, it may not be possible. But they have to find out in that situation how they can keep moving towards Krishna. So there's a lot of individual initiative and responsibility required. So whether it is our japa, whether it is swadhyaya, whether it is our seva, whether it is our puja, whatever it is that we are doing, which connects us with Krishna best, we find that and we do that. So if we can do that, if normally we may have many channels for our consciousness to move towards Krishna, and some channels may get circumstantially blocked. So then we have to make sure that we don't let that blockage block the entire flow of our consciousness towards Krishna. So find out what will help give you strength towards Krishna. Say somebody has been emotionally very hurt, and then you tell them just chant Hare Krishna, that will give you strength. But it may not at that time. They're chanting Hare Krishna, one internally, this person, that chanting may not be of much help at that time. Of course we chant as a sadhana, but that may not give us strength at that time. So in bhakti, we cannot have a one size fit all formula for dealing with difficulties or even for gaining strength. What we can understand is that the connection with Krishna will give us strength. And in our particular situation, how best we can connect with Krishna, that is for us to find out. Of course, we can take guidance from senior devotees. They may also be able to tell, yes, you are not able to do this, but you can do this at this time. So, if we recognize that, if we start thinking that Krishna bhakti is simply a burden which is distracting my time and energy from facing this problem, then that thinking is a big problem. Because for us to deal with problems, it's not just the time and effort that we put in to deal with the problem. It's also our clarity of thought, it's our calmness, it's our creativity. All these come into the picture when we want to deal with problems. And this clarity, calmness, creativity, all these can be enhanced by our bhakti. So we certainly need to always recognize that no matter how big a material problem I am facing, my Krishna bhakti is not a burden. My Krishna bhakti is a source of strength. But it may not be that the same forms of Krishna bhakti will always be the strength for all time or for all people. So each person has to find out, okay, what can I do in this situation that can give me strength? And then when we do those activities which give us strength, then we will see that we will become empowered to deal with those problems. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.